Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This program is sponsored by Peter Marcel, the number one drug press sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like whatever.
I can't even touch a French accent. Like a Mack truck through ice cream. Woo!
Yeah. So check us out at therapymuscle.com. And now, Desiree, let us, how you say, chat?
Oui, 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 mon cher. Woo, I'm not even sure where that came from tonight, but there you have it, folks, starting out a little bit international. And hey, another shout out to all of our international listeners. Especially tonight, our friends in Australia, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a high five shout out just because you continue to give me such a hard time. I was misinformed of all of the listeners that we have down under. So again, hello, folks. Glad to have you. And everyone else around the world, we're going to get you a high five shout out too. But tonight, I got to talk to my friends in Australia. So glad you're with us. Glad you're listening. And let's keep it going. And you know what? So I'm going to put this out there. Kaylin and I are actually working on, I guess what I will call our international series of interviews. And we want to be able to preview bodybuilding in different countries, what it's like, what the norms are, you know, similarities, differences for athletes between the system that we have here in the United States, how it is regulated and supported in other countries. And so definitely looking for recommendations on athletes who can speak English fairly well, but that can call in and be part of our show. And I have several names that I am looking into and starting to reach out to start to schedule guests, and Australia is at the top of my list right now. So any of you out there that are listening, if you have names, contact information of a natural athlete that you would think would be a good representative of your country that would be willing to join us on the show, let us know, because we want to get that out there. We want to start exploring what's going on in different countries and just spread the natty love everywhere out there. So we want to be all inclusive. So do let us know, but do know that's something that's going to be coming up in the future. So there's one announcement there. And actually, tonight's kind of a news update announcement type of show. Wouldn't you say, Kaylin?
Yes. Yes, I would. And so this is going to be pretty nice, because we have, and Desiree pointed out quite well, we've gotten away. And I don't mean in a bad way, but we've just haven't been dealing with the natural bodybuilding aspect as far as competitors and the P4P shout-outs and the P4P roster. And we do need to get back to that, and she's right with that, because, you know, we are a natural bodybuilding show. But we were basically referencing and basically showing just how big the natural bodybuilding aspect and dynamic is for everyday lives and the people we affect. So it's not that we were basically trying to get away from our roots, and it did have much base in the natural community simply because of how we choose to live our lives day to day and some of the aspects that we don't fall prey to or have been rooted out of. You know, so we could start a natural lifestyle in a more healthy and fit fashion instead of basically covering up all of our flaws. We basically share them with the world. because of all we had to go through to get to our physiques or mental point of view. So, you know, I hope that we didn't, well, obviously we didn't, you know, run any followers off. But I don't want you to think we're just going to keep going in that direction and never get back to bodybuilding, because natural bodybuilding is our passion. It truly is, and we do love it, and we love the competitors that comprise it. So, yeah, we're going to do a lot of updates for upcoming shows, and we're going to be a part of a lot of these updates because we really want to spread the word, and it is our ministry, and it is our, you know, our way of sharing the gospel. So these are things we want to do, and thank God for the opportunity.
Well, there you have it. So, but we will continue to cover topics and various things that go on in everyday life, because that's something that you all in listener land have expressed that you want to hear more about also. But has been a little, I mean, we've had some great athletes on the show over the past couple of weeks, but it just seems like we haven't had as many as we normally do. So going to try and get back to that. And actually, we've got some good guests already on the radar for the remainder of the month. So working that out, getting schedules set. So, you know, I think you're going to be pleased. And one of them, I don't want to give it away, but she is an 11-year-old little dynamo and just a tremendous athlete. So you're definitely going to be one that you're going to want to tune in for. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So on with the news update. Kaylin, I'm going to have you share with us. We've had a partnership that has popped up on the scene that I think is going to be pretty exciting. And it's between DFAC and the AAU Bodybuilding Organization. And Kaylin, can you kind of bring us up to speed on what that's all about?
Well, yeah, you know, this is basically where Vicki McCann put her actions to her words, and what she was talking about, how people that were willing to, you know, walk the walk and basically address the needs of the athletes and keep them in mind with their present and future choices for, you know, dealing with water testing, basically making sure that the natural athletes competing are actually natural athletes. And that's, you know, that comes down to testing. It comes down to basically all the things that entail what a natural athlete goes through in order to compete on stage. And there's a lot of behind the scenes, not negative, but there's a lot of behind the scenes that has to happen in order for a natural athlete to get on stage. And those things are put in place to regulate the fact that you are an actual natural athlete, not somebody that's basically taking drugs legally and still trying to compete as a natural athlete. Because I think some people are confusing a legal status with a natural status, and that's where the confusion comes in. Because, you know, I can't remember who had shared the post, but it was a high school kid who had come in asking for SARMs, SARMs-based supplements, and was refuted because they aren't legal in any way, shape, or form. But the coach had told him that it was, it was legal to do, and they weren't banned. And basically, it's like it's just frightening that that kind of information is put out there. But these things happen, so this child would be, or anyone on his team would be tested and would fail, not knowing that they were taking illegal drugs, because in their minds, a coach who is supposed to be a mentor or leader is not that individual that they thought. So that's where you get in with the funny stuff and the confusion. And it's just not right, but it does happen. And we're trying to get away from that. And with more competitions, with more shows, and with more promoters passing along real factual information, these things can be averted ahead of time.
Okay. So to kind of tag on to that, so one way that this is actually being realized is that Vicki McCann and Martin Drake are coming together, Martin with the AAU Bodybuilding Group and Vicky with DFAC, and they have very similar, the bodybuilding of the two organizations, the bodybuilding component of the two organizations is very similar, and so they are going to be combining to the extent where the DFAC will award pro cards to the AAU outstanding athletes at AAU bodybuilding events. And then the AAU will encourage athletes to compete with DFAC, in particular the world's finest, world's finals. I guess we'll have the world's finest at the world's finals on the 4th of November of this year. So that's that's where we were kind of headed with that one. So we've got a great collaboration, two very strong national organizations that are going to be cross-promoting and recognizing athletes so that, you know, folks in either of these organizations are going to have broader exposure to more competition and more opportunities. And, you know, I love seeing it that they're going to be working hand-in-hand to do that. So if anyone out there is familiar with either organization, DFAC, or the AAU bodybuilding group, check them out and, you know, possibly plan to cross-compete if you haven't ever done that before. So that's an exciting thing that's coming up there. Not as exciting, but news nonetheless. So Clash of the Titans, the formerly the Northern States National Classic, may be moving to a new date. So anyone who was looking at that show or is already registered for that show, I'm sure you've already been notified, but we wanted to hit this one more time. Evidently, there has been an issue with the venue, and they weren't able to keep the venue for the original date. And so the promoter, Julie Marrier, is looking really hard, and she's exhausting every avenue that she can to try and find a venue where she can still hold Clash of the Titans on October 28th, which was supposed to be the original date for that show. If not, it sounds like possibly October 21st might be an alternate date, but she knows that's going to put a hardship on many of the athletes who are already registered for the show, and she's trying to do her very best to get the show on its original date in a location that will work. So this is Clash of the Titans, formerly Northern States Natural Classic, not to be confused with the Titan Classic that is in Des Moines, Iowa. So we will continue to keep our eye on that, and we wish Julie much luck. You know, it's just got to be one of those nightmare things. You do all of the planning and prep that you can, and then because of Murphy's Law, you know, something pops up and all of a sudden everything seems to come to a screeching halt. So, and the venue is a big deal. The venue is definitely a big deal. So hopefully they will be able to get that worked out. So quick update, and I'm going to murder this last name because you know that's how I do, but we seem to be getting several votes from Australia for Justin, is it Figueroa?
Figueroa.
I'm not sure how you
Figueroa.
Figueroa. There we go.
Yes.
So Justin Figueroa. Anyone knows how to actually contact this guy, let us know. So we're getting the popular vote in. That's who you'd like to hear from. Now we need to be able to connect. So if anyone has any deets they can pass along, please be sure to do that. But I'm glad you guys are listening in and chiming in and sharing your thoughts. And for any of our other international friends that are out there, if you have a preference, let us know. Chime up like your brothers and sisters in the Down Under and talk to us. Let us know who you want to hear from because we want to talk to them so you can hear from them. So we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that. So Australia might be our first international country in our preview. So we're going to have to get that. We're going to have to get that worked out. It might take us a little bit of time, but we are on it. So in addition to the possible date change for the Clash of the Titans, upcoming shows that you're going to want to keep an eye on, September 16th, we've got the KC Classic with promoted by Fred and Jan Roulette. September 23rd, the East Coast Natural. We have Earl Snyder and Terry Witzel putting that together. And And if you missed our video, Kaylin and I are going to be at that show on behalf of Midwest Muscle, covering it from start to finish and talking with all the athletes. We're looking to get some really great interviews out of that. And this is actually the first time I've been to Pennsylvania in a long time for a reason other than like a business convention or conference or something like that. So I'm actually looking forward to covering this show and spending a little time out there.
Penn State University!
So there you have it. So we are, we're bringing the Midwest to Pennsylvania. So you're going to want to keep your eye on that. But I understand it is supposed to be a top-notch show. And if you've listened to our past shows with Earl Snyder and or Terry, you know that it will be, because these guys are first class, a lot of passion for the sport, and they work really hard at it. So I am looking forward to it, and our thanks for inviting Midwest Muscle out to be a part of the excitement. On October 7th, there's also the 2017 Michigan State Natural Bodybuilding Championships, I believe. Did
mm-hmm.
I have that right?
Yes, it
I think
is.
So.
Yes,
so that is a Leaf and Stephanie Anderson production, to be quickly followed up by the infamous Minnesota Mayhem. Again, we have the Andersons looking to bring the heat with another show, and I'm sure once we see these competitions go down, the promoters are going to be going back to the drawing board to figure out how they can top it for the next year, because that's usually what happens. So the bar was raised yet again with the Windy City Natural and Brian and Waishalee McCabe. I don't know. We'll have to see what's going to happen next. We're going to have to see. And then there's also the October 28th NGA Natural Peoria Championships. So the website is nganpc.com. Let's not get that confused with the overarching NPC organization. And this NPC stands for Natural Peoria Championships. And that's Jonathan Agin's show. And that will be a great show as well. So just a handful of shows coming up. There's many more than this, but these are the ones that we're kind of touching on tonight. So if you are in the area, can get to the area quickly, or just are itching to get to a show, get out there. Get out there. Support natural bodybuilding. And if you're looking for a full lineup of shows everywhere, I mean, just absolutely everywhere, then you have to check out drugfreeathleticphysiques.org. There is a full list of, I believe, virtually every, there might be a few exceptions, but every natural show that is on the calendar in 2017. So check out drugfreeathleticphysiques.org, and you'll find the full lineup for all of the natural shows going on between now and the end of the year across the U.S. So you're going to want to check them out.
And I have to throw a disclaimer in there, because the one thing that a lot of people are doing is trying to say that there are natural shows, and this site covers all truly natural shows, not just the ones with a claim on it with no actual factual backing. So be wary of that. If you see that people are claiming to have natural shows and they aren't on that list, then you better raise your eyebrow and raise some questions behind it. So be mindful of that and keep that in mind when considering a show.
And the last of my updates that I have for tonight, and then I'm going to turn it over to Kaylin, who's got a topic that's been weighing on his mind, but putting in a little P4P plug, they are running a sale for the next couple of weeks. Buy two Chain Reaction BCAAs, and you can get the third one for free. Their signature flavors are cotton candy and fruit punch. It's good stuff.
Cotton candy, sweet.
And just as a little, let me see you Tootsie Roll, Kaylin. And just as a reminder, it's free shipping on orders $75 or more, and it's also tax-free shopping. So just a couple more perks there. So if you've never tried their BCAAs, Check them out. Right now is a great time. Nothing to you lose. Buy two, get the first one for free. All right, Kaylin, the floor is yours.
Okay, I'm going to piggyback what you were just talking about with the supplements, because the fall is coming, and that means seasonal flavors, so be mindful of that. And make sure you keep checking the site for peoplefreemuscle.com and see what flavors they're going to roll out first. And I'm sure they're going to be good because, well, Snickerdoodle is always going to be best, but you know what I mean. There's going to be other options that still run. Anywho, so keep that in mind.
I did it.
Also, they're getting more water compliant. They're going to have actual information that's on the site. So they're basically updating to make sure you stay updated with your choices and options, but they're always drug-free. They're always water compliant, and now you can research it more and have it more accessible. So basically, it's by athletes for athletes. And like Des said, if you want to really support natural bodybuilding, support the competitors, because they're what drives the engine. They are the engine for the industry. So if the more they can stay in good health and good shape, the more they can get out there and compete, and the more often you can see them at stages closer or near you, because I'm telling you, as much as you might see it online, there's nothing like a live show of a bodybuilding, but the atmosphere is so electric and so inviting. And if you've never been a part of that, then I definitely recommend doing it, because it's so much fun. There's so much information. I mean, the wealth of information on how to keep your body healthy and fit is just amazing. And to do it in a natural state means you can keep it around family, keep it friends involved. There's nothing to hide, really, for natural athletes. But now I have to basically cover a topic that's sorry, I was singing today. We have a men's group choir because we're having Men's Day Sunday, so I have to be mindful of how to take care of my voice better as I'm hitting the high notes. But anyway, that does segue to the topic I'm talking about, and that is people that are claiming a life of Christ but not actually living one. And I get in this day and age of social media that it's good to share scripture, it's good to share positive thoughts and thinking, but if you're not living that life, it's much harder for people to follow along with that, and I don't think you really understand the damage you do to people who really look up to you or follow you in a way that's almost almost like an idol. I mean, it goes beyond role model. It goes beyond mentor, and it always becomes hero worship. And if you're not careful, you know, as you're breaking down and not really living the life of Christ or applying it to your life daily, you will have slip-ups and you will have fallbacks and you will have setbacks, just like any Christian sinner saved by grace. The only difference is you won't have a Holy Spirit or a God to back you up, and so you completely fall, and the people that are with you fall with you as well. And I don't think in this day and age that people are thinking broader or bigger picture, and it's basically just to boost their status and boost their ego and boost their pride, but they're not looking in game at the people and the souls that might be lost because of the lie you're living. And that's exactly what it is. And, you know, I don't have to name names. You're not supposed to judge anyone. But you do know the fruit of the tree by what it bears. And if you're not bearing good fruit, then you're exposing yourself. And the people of Christ will see it sooner because they know their shepherd's voice, basically. And if you're not lining up to that shepherd's voice, there's going to be certain times where we won't align and we won't agree and we won't get along to a certain extent, because you're basically speaking against the God in heaven. And to do that, you challenge everything that's holy. And that's not being on a pedestal. That's not being anywhere other than following the life according to scripture, according to God's word. And it does apply to us. And if we are not applying it to ourselves personally, then it's always a challenge to live it in front of others if it's not a true part of your life. And it worries me. There's people that have been, you know, we've talked about suicide, we've talked about, you know, drug abuse, and there's people that, you know, figure if they can fall back on this and just add a little scripture here and there, that they'll be forgiven. But you're abusing God's word, and you're not using it in the truest sense of how it's supposed to be used, so you're not speaking the truth because you're not living the truth. And it's a very dangerous road to take. You put yourself in a very bad spot as far as, you know, your eternal soul, and it's something I wouldn't wish on anyone. And I pray for these people. I don't sit there and think less of them, because I'm there, but by the grace of God, I've been there also, and it worries me. And to see so many so willing to provide scripture, but then come back, you know, out in the club and out doing things that really don't line up with the scripture that you're sharing, it's concerning to me, I guess is the best way to say it. And, you know, there's plenty of people that do walk the walk, and they're concerned as well, but they're not concerned to the point of judgment. They're concerned to the point of being concerned about the individual and their mental landscape of thinking. Dez, I know this is a shock to you because I did not give you foreknowledge of this, but this is just something that's been wearing on me, and I've been seeing it. And you know, I see people having great days and they give all praise to God, but the minute they have a bad day, you know, Katie barred the door. And the language and the abusive terms and the, you know, just the things that are ungodly is the best way to say it. They're not lining up. And it causes confusion amongst the people that are trying to learn about God and how to serve Him. So, you know, I'm just putting that out there. I just want people to be mindful that people are always watching. And I've said this more times than I can count, they're not just watching the good days. They're watching how you act on your bad days or when bad times and storms head your way. So keep that in mind. You know, if get around people that are more researched in the Word, get around people that are more into God and have been basically elders for the church or for your community, because they have a foundation of trust, faith, patience, and peace. And these things add to joy, and that joy shows all the time. And it's not a lie. They're not sugarcoating anything. And the joy they have comes from an understanding not known to this world. So, you know, that's what I had to share out there, and I hope it was said, and I know I have Des to straighten me out if I missed anything.
Well, you know, I can't really say that you've missed anything if you're speaking from the heart on something that's been weighing on your mind and that you felt would be a benefit to the listeners. And, you know, I'm sure everything is covered in all completeness. So definitely one of those topics, though, that you kind of have to think about, digest, and come back to the question of the, you know, either or how does this apply to me? And if you are so moved to, you know, do something more with it than just listen to it and then, you know, move on to the next topic, then the next question becomes not only does how this apply to me, but then how do I act on it and make it something meaningful in my own life? So I guess just a couple of follow-up questions for you to ponder on your end and take a cue from there.
Sounds good. I you know, like I said, I get that the Word of God has been abused by many. And it's been done with countries, with nations, with everybody. You know, the Crusades is a good example of just really horrific abuse of the Word of God trying to be laid out to fit an ideology and not the truth. And, you know, it can be misinterpreted for sure, and it can be misquoted, definitely. And there's plenty of people that honestly, they quote scripture and it's not even in the Bible, and it tickles me to hear it. But like I said, because people have researched the word and they're well founded in it, they can spot it a lot sooner than the ones who don't. And the ones who don't generally take it as gospel, and that's when all the confusion starts. And when you think about someone's soul being lost because of your misinformation, that would weigh heavily on me. But if you're ignorant to the word and you only understand that it's some kind of magic box that you pull out when in time of trouble, then I can see where that fallacy can happen. But I just wish people would be more attuned and more responsible and mature about what they're dealing with, because it's not a toy, it's not something you just play around with, and it's not something you take for granted. And it is that serious for me, because you know, when you talk about someone's eternal soul, that's not something to be taken lightly, and it's not something to just toss around just because you want to get more likes or have somebody speaking better of you. I'll give you a good personal example, because I love how my pastor says it. I can always talk about me, because, you know, I can be 100 on it and I can be openly honest. And I remember when I was out drinking and I had a cousin that just, you know, he was wanting to spread the word of God, but we were out drinking. And I said, you know, I don't really think that's the time or place. And, you know, he wanted to keep on sharing the word of God. But then when he got drunk, he was, you know, a totally different beast, and he was more carnal in his thinking, and his language slipped many times. And I was thinking, you know, you're going to be held accountable for that, and you're going to be held responsible for that. And one of the most humbling times was when, you know, he was talking to this girl that he invited to church, and then when he was drunk, he was saying something totally different. And she said, you know, this is a God you want me to serve? And he was so ashamed and so embarrassed that he almost left the club crying, because, you know, he was convicted by her words, because, you know, what he was speaking and trying to live, but not in truth. So, you know, the people are out there. You know, I've been witness to them. I've seen it firsthand, and I've been very mindful and cautious. Anything that flows from my mouth or my fingers when I'm typing on a keyboard, because my own words convict me, and you'll hear me say that many times over. My own words convict me. Anything I'm sharing with you, I've thought about or I've lived and seen the other side of the mountain. And a lot of times it's humbling, a lot of times it's embarrassing, and it is a blow to the ego and pride, and thankfully I don't have those too much left. But it's still there, and you will be silent at times because you know I messed up. And I don't want people taking anyone else with them as they go about this life's journey because they're not living in truth. That's all I got to say, Dan.
Okay. And I think that kind of brings us to a wrap-up for this evening, because we just had a few points to make, and I think we've covered them.
I think so. Except for how much you love Snickerdoodle and Hazel May.
Love Hazel May.
No, where's my
love
hoodie?
Hazel May. I know. We had, I don't know how this happens, but Kaylin and my family seem to get in these really long social media conversations. And I'll be at work and I'll log on, and 30 posts later, I'm like, what just happened? What just happened? But anyway, that is a story for another time. But you know, I am always about chocolate whey for the win. I am just a simple, traditional protein flavor gal. And, you know, Snickerdoodle is good. I will give it that.
But chocolate
is my deal. And that's all I have to say. That's all I have to say about that. And we don't have to agree. Everybody who thinks that Kaylin and I agree 100% on everything, we don't. And this is clearly one of those areas where we vehemently disagree. So hashtag chocolate way for the win, 100%. But it does. But it's okay.
Hashtag
it's okay because we can
disagree.
It's snickerdoodle and snickerfoodle. So, given that he has just given us his snickerdoodle shout-out, on behalf of myself, Kaylin, and the boys for P4P Muscle, and all the deep thoughts that we shared tonight, your body's a temple. Let's build it.
Amen.